Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Every day is just one heartbeat away from a headline. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Okay, Idaho murders. 2 years ago now is when that took place. It's hard to believe it's already been the two-year mark. The families grieving and obviously still searching for answers as Brian Koberger sits in a cell awaiting a trial that has been moved multiple times in terms of location. Well, moved once. In terms of trial start date, that has had multiple starts. Right now we're looking at August 11th of 2025 for that start date. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, joining me to discuss 2 years in. Any interesting or new observations about this case or where you feel it's going to be going?
Well, I love this new judge. This judge, I think, is a totally different animal from Judge John Judge. I say that because he is definitely has the reins tighter on the defense team. And what I mean by that is now we have time frames for arguments. We have, I think it's going to be much more in control instead of just a filibuster situation with the defense coming in with loads of experts. I mean, we've seen seven already and we haven't even gotten close to trial. I think he's pulling in the reins on a lot of the freedom that this defense team had in this case.
One of the freedoms that they had is the alibi defense. They got that in time, although many say, look, this is not really an alibi. This is kind of like nothing. You like to drive around and look at the stars. Is that something that does this judge have the authority to allow that in still, or is it's in now and that can be what they're going to argue?
Well, as you're seeing, and as we're all seeing, everything's coming up again. So as an example, we already had the death penalty on the table. Mm-hmm. It was put on the table and now we're seeing it all revisited. Whether he can wear street clothes, you know, suits and trim his eyebrows and gloss in his hair, all of that has been revisited. And this judge has said, yes, he can during his hearings, which, by the way, sorry, I'm going to digress. Richard Allen was never allowed to do that. He was in shackles and Billy cuffs and an orange or sorry, yellow suit throughout the process. But nevertheless, I'm glad Brian Koberger is going to be allowed all of these liberties because that leaves much less for an appeal later on.
Yeah.
But everything's going to be revisited. I look for the alibi situation to be revisited, although I think they will pose the same alibi, which is helpful for the prosecution in my view, because it puts him doing exactly what they said, which was not in his apartment, not anywhere anybody saw him, but driving around the roads of Moscow, Idaho.
Which in itself is a creepy explanation. It's like, this is what predators do. They lurk around by themselves at night. It's like, oh, you're going to describe a predator and you're going to put yourself as being that, but you are the one who didn't go and do anything. You just like the stars. I don't know. I don't know what else they're really going to argue, but I'm surprised that is that. Other than that, I know they, I mean, they've gotten a lot of money to get expert witnesses and such in on this case for Brian Koberger. What do you think we're going to see when this actually does get to trial in terms of what they're going to argue? Because if you're going to say he was out driving around, what else are you going to try and tear apart or punch holes in terms of the prosecution that you actually, you know, you have a sharp enough knife to do so?
Well, the biggest thing that I think we need to, that will be revisited and we're going to see again, I believe, will be arguments and pleadings regarding the DNA and the genetic genealogy. All of that is going to rear its head again, I think. And, you know, that's the main thing that the defense needs to get removed from this case, because as I've always said, Brian Koberger well would have gotten away with this, but for playing with his knife sheath on the couch before, you know, probably multiple times before he ever committed this murder, if again he's found guilty. The knife sheath for a K-bar knife, for anybody who's owned one and owned a sheath like this, they're very tough to undo purposefully because they want to keep that knife secure. You don't want to reach down and grab that knife not clear in the sheath because you will slice your fingers off.
Yeah.
So those sheaths are very secure and they're very difficult to undo. And that's why I believe the friction from over and over again, not that night, because I think that night he was gloved, but over and over again, you know, undoing that knife sheath, getting it out, you know, practicing. And I think that's why we have that DNA. I think it's almost impossible to overcome unless they get it thrown out. And that's what they're going to be working on is, you know, continuing the drive to have that thrown out.
If you take the DNA out, but obviously we know a knife was used in this case. And there is a sheath that existed, but if you take the DNA part of this out, obviously, you can look at digital records, and I know they are. I don't recall. Have we ever seen anything that he had purchased the K-bar knife in terms of his digital purchase history? I know it's something that they were wanting to look at.
Well, yes. So, actually, really looked into this right after all the search warrant information came out, where they did a search warrant for the two K-bar themselves. And I actually posted on Twitter because for me, I found this very interesting that they narrowed it down for us. The top, I believe it was three knife choices. And then I posted those to show everybody, listen, we don't know which one it was, but these were the only K-bar knives that Brian Koberger would have been able to purchase. And I posted those three because they have so many knives. Beyond that, we know that there were search warrants done again for Brian Koberger related to that purchase from Amazon. So while we cannot see that return per se, it sure adds up. And if you recall on Dateline, they were very specific and said adamantly that they traced his purchase of a K-bar knife to an Amazon purchase from their sources. Now, Dateline is pretty on top of it. I've actually never known Dateline not to be accurate. They vet everything so closely. I think that that's where that is going to ferret out to. And again, I was able to back that up through court documents pretty closely.
Yeah.
Not to the actual purchase, but pretty close.
Very close. So, I mean, if we were to be a betting on this, that they have evidence that he purchased a K-bar knife, it's pretty strong odds at this point, if we're just speculating. Take the DNA out of it. Purchase the knife. I mean, anyone can purchase a knife, but he purchased the murder weapon recently, allegedly, you know, if this assault comes out the way we think it will. If you take the DNA out of it, isn't it just as strong to the fact that he bought the damn knife?
I think it's another important piece to that puzzle. Also, all of the video showing the vehicle that matches his vehicle. Obviously, they're going to argue the fact that the FBI analyst unfortunately limited the time frame, excluding the year of his, which was a mistake. They should have made it broader because those cars all look alike.
Yeah.
That he had. There's very little difference in those vehicles. And of course, later he changed his report and said it also should include this. And, you know, but the defense, of course, will have heyday with that. But one of the biggest things that I think is going to come out, we'll see. But if you may recall, the defense did a motion where they essentially released a lot of information. They got sort of out from underneath that gag order. I thought it was very unscrupulous, really, how they did it, where they described that his vehicle, his office, his home, apartment, that none of them had any DNA in them. And remember, they're not supposed to be telling the public all these details, but they did it through a motion. But what I always thought was interesting is they never said there was no DNA found at 1122 King Road. Mm. And I always thought, if you're going to make this big point, which everybody, of course, jumped up and down, that was for the defense. See, you know, how could he possibly have gotten rid of all DNA from the vehicle, as an example? And I think they would have jumped up and down, and none of his DNA or nothing was found at the house as well. And that isn't what they said. So I keep wondering what pieces of information we might have in that regard from 1122 King Road. The other thing is, even though they said there was no DNA found in his vehicle, and scientists will get this, people with any sort of biology background, that's my background, chemistry background, DNA is contained in blood. DNA is contained in semen and in saliva and in hair. But hair is not DNA. Mm-hmm. Hair is hair. It's made up of other proteins and items. So same with blood, and only parts of blood even have DNA. Mm-hmm. Other parts of blood have no DNA. And so I always wondered, did they find anything in the vehicle, any blood staining, if you will, that didn't have DNA because it was too, you know, cleaned and bleached and sure, you know, obliterated. So that's something I'm also going to be interested in seeing. Or did he do such a perfect job of disrobing and putting everything in a plastic bag, which is what I think he did, and took off everything that was bloody and, you know, depart and put that in his trunk, and it never saw the inside of a vehicle.
Yeah, he certainly, if it is in fact him, whoever did this, obviously was very careful not to leave a lot of evidence behind. The book that has come out from Bloom talks about not directly having conversations with Koberger's parents, but friends of the family. And it alludes a lot to maybe the family kind of thinks he might have done this. I'm not trying to put words in their mouth. I'm not quoting them. That was my takeaway from the book. I know the family has since said that they do stand behind their son, and they want to be there for him. I don't think they've ever, I could be wrong, I don't believe they ever professed his innocence, but they do stand beside their son. Do you think we're going to see any witnesses come forward to talk about the relationship there, to talk about, I had a conversation. His dad came to me, I'm just speculating here, and he kind of told me this or that. Are we going to see anything like that come through of just people in his closer circle that may have some suspicions of him possibly being the killer?
I think maybe the sister will be called. Mm-hmm. There were issues with the sister from early on, a theft that occurred, and certainly details regarding, I think, their concern with Brian Koberger and this related to this crime. Remember also, and this is a very important piece of information, that the parents were both subpoenaed under grand jury subpoena to testify regarding a missing woman. And I think the only reason that is very relevant is they fought not to have to testify regarding their son. I think most people, if you knew your son wasn't involved in another murder, this one was on the East Coast, mm-hmm. They were just doing a full grand jury investigation, you would want to be there to say, listen, there's no way he was there. He had an alibi. We can give him an alibi. I always thought it was interesting that they fought that. They hired attorneys not to testify. And then it's also very interesting that that could be shared to Idaho. So I think it'll be interesting as to what was said, because how much investigation was done by that grand jury into the thought process of Brian Koberger's parents at that time. So there's a lot of intricacies in this case. This trial is going to be amazing in terms of understanding everything that happened that night and after that night in the morning, if we ever get to trial tonight.
It really is. You've predicted, you've been accurate on this one thus far. When it first happened, I think you said 2 or 3 years out till this trial actually starts. We're going to be at the 3-year mark when it does, if we stick to the date. Are you still sticking with your prediction of 3 years out, or do you think this could go even further?
I think it'll go further now because of the change of venue. Okay. When that change of venue occurred, everything started over, as we're seeing again. So hearings that have already been had or being rehad, and even the death penalty situation, not only were there briefs submitted to this judge, but also oral arguments. And so now the judge and his clerks have to take, a lot of time, and they're going to write a very extensive decision.
Yeah.
And all of this is just taking so much time. And, we're not even leapfrogged to the next stage yet. Yeah. So it's going to be a while, Tony.
So much, so much. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. As always, thanks for your insights on this horrible case.
Thank you, Tony.
All right, we'll wrap up right there. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a 5-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's
America Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.